And now to other kinds of buying. The shutdown of a major Alaska pipeline, along with the recent fighting in the Middle East, has left oil markets shaky and drivers wondering how much more they'll pay at the pump. A recent Pew Research study found that 55% of American car owners have recently curtailed their driving because of high fuel costs. Journalist Chris Baelish gave up his car several years ago. Now he's written How to Live Well Without Owning a Car. Chris Baelish walked into our studios here at NPR West and told us how he got here.
I took the LA Metro number 33 bus, and I took my bicycle on the bus, and I rode the bus to Venice Boulevard in Hughes, got off, and rode my bike here less than a mile.
Now, living in Los Angeles, one doesn't think you could even barely use effectively mass transit, although very many people do. So even in a place like this, it wasn't so hard.
When I moved to St. Louis, everybody told me, you have to have a car in St. Louis. I lived there for 3 years without a car. When I moved to L.A., people said, you really have to have a car in L.A. You can't survive in L.A. without a car. And I found that's not true either. L.A. is full of wonderful, compact, walkable communities that are great places to live car-free. As a car-free person, you pick the right place to live, or you find ways kind of around that. And I find the LA metro system wonderful.
Okay, so this is all well and good, but it's a pretty big deal to say, I'm selling my car tomorrow.
Right. For me, it was an accident. I was a very car-addicted person. I drove everywhere. I had a big Toyota Sequoia SUV that I loved, but I was really feeling the pinch at the pump. So I decided to sell the car. I got online, went to the route map of my local transit system, found out I could easily get to work. Once I got that problem solved, all the other pieces easily fell into place. If you can get to work without a car, you can live without a car, in most cases.
So how does a person get started?
Just open your eyes. Look for things like bike paths, bus stops, sidewalks, transit stops, light rail lines, park and ride lots, car sharing hubs. Then you want to talk to your neighbors. Find out anybody in your neighborhood that actually commutes car free. You also want to ask your coworkers. Chances are somebody you work with commutes car free.
I have to say one of the big tip in the book is do a lot of stuff online or have things delivered, which you would say is actually quite easy to do. So you don't ever have to go to the bank. You don't have to go to the dry cleaners. All right, that's a tip, except what? You never go anywhere?
No. If you really enjoy going to the dry cleaners and going into the drugstore, you can still do that. There's a whole section in the book about socializing and dating. Remember that almost all major venues are served by public transit, or rent a car that night, or use car sharing.
And car sharing is?
You join the club for about $45 a year. Cars are parked around your community in designated spots. You reserve it online, and you can use it for 2 hours to 2 weeks.
There is one very interesting statistic in this book, and it has to do with how much people walk on average.
Less than 300 yards per day. That's not very much, but I have to admit, when I was car dependent, this is about 4 years ago, I even drove from my house to the end of the driveway to get the mail and back.
Wait, to the end of the driveway?
Sure.
I'm hoping you've lived up some sort of, half street.
Maybe 150 feet. But that's the type of culture that we live in. And when you live car free, you spend less time sitting in traffic. You deal with less stress and aggravation. You get to know your neighbors because you're not zipping through the neighborhood at 40 miles an hour surrounded by glass and steel. And you have fewer things to remember and less to worry about.
Chris Baelish, he's the author of How to Live Well Without Owning a Car.